Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
There's always one of those celebrity deaths that you do not see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is being rocked, has been rocked this morning, with the death, which sounds like an apparent homicide with a fire to cover it up, of beloved Hollywood director Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
Who had just released Spinal Tap 2.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, Princess Bride and Stand By Me. And he got...
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally, he started on All in the Family.
Yeah.
Still one of the best TV comedies of all time. I saw the report right before bed that there was a fire at the house. Two people found dead.
I didn't
see
anything about the fire. I just saw that there was apparently knife wounds on the bodies.
Yeah.
And they didn't know anything outside of that.
And the lead suspect is their son.
Now that I've heard that, I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, awful.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. And yeah, it's weird because we came off of, was it Saturday, Dick Van Dyke hit 100.
Yeah.
And everybody was celebrating, like, because we were worried he was going to suffer the Betty White issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where she was supposed to get that close and she didn't quite make it.
Right. And we got to the end of the year.
Yes. Because they were playing Dick Van Dyke movies all weekend, everywhere. And then out of Hollywood, then you just get, like, the flip side of the coin. It kind of smacks you. It throws cold water in the face.
Just it kind of a sad weekend in general. There's just a lot of tragedy,
yeah.
It seems like.
We've got
for such a happy
a lot
of
things
year.
Overseas as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you cannot start an entertainment-based radio show with a director that directed movies you and I grew up on without acknowledging just how shocking that was.
Yeah.
Oddly numbing. And, you know, a lot more information will come out. I think what smacks me is you can have all the wealth in the world, but if you are facing some sort of crisis or challenge, and with this, it was their son,
right.
Reported to be in and out of rehab, homeless sometimes.
Right.
Just
drug dependency.
Yeah. Things were not connecting.
Trying to beat that dependency. But
and then there it is, landing in tragedy,
mm-hmm.
which is so sad. But yeah, you're going to see that everywhere. Well, I know we'll have a lot more coming up in Z Sleaze this morning as well.
That we will.
But that's what that's the foot we're starting off on.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
Not coming in with weather. I'm not coming in with anything else. Just that's the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Which we will get into in Z Sleaze, which is just terrible. But we do have, you know, the good news of Dick Van Dyke.
True, yes.
100, so.
Like I said, it's two sides of the same Hollywood coin.
I know. I'm like, I'm trying to find some.
Positivity.
Uplifting. Some positivity, some uplifting news. But
I mean, it's, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but you also have like Mahomes down.
Yes.
Chiefs not in the playoffs. But does that mean a Taylor Swift wedding could be sooner than later, right? You could see both sides of it.
You're hoping that they can move up the wedding
date? I'm not hoping. I'm just suggesting.
Eric is hoping that
I
they can move
exactly
up the
wedding date. I know exactly that Travis Kelce's job ends on a certain day where typically you wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're in the wedding planning business, that's good news.
Hello.
Right.
Although we've heard that they've bought another bride out.
Sure.
That they've got this
June. It was already locked
date.
In regardless.
Saturday, June 13th
yeah.
falls right perfectly where it should.
Yes.
So that's what we've heard is that's the wedding date. And if they move it, that'd be great. Move it up.
It's right? Just, you know, he's available.
He's available.
He's got to finish out the regular season, but yeah. Where they typically would be still working, right? He's got time off.
He does. He does. There's that.
There's that.
There's that.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Pull it together. Just before, want me to tell you what's going on.
Wait, before we get to this.
Yes.
You're setting me off, okay? I'm already a little bit hot this morning.
Because, at me?
No, but you and your... crazy hat that you just put on your head.
Yes.
Have reminded me of an issue that I'm facing at home. We're getting ready for the last week before the kids are on winter break. They get 2 weeks off this year and they are psyched.
I bet.
Oh, there's so much excitement. But we got to get through this week, right? And one way that the schools have decided to help get through the week is making it Spirit Week.
What day is Nirvana Day?
Oh my gosh, that's what they should
if
do.
Only.
Yes. I got two kids in two different schools and two separate Spirit Weeks, and each one has to wear a different thing on each
overlapping
day.
Overlapping Spirit Weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
this is
not one day in five is the same.
No.
For either
No, no.
Are there any duplicates?
And I have to find them. Like, where is the list again? I got to go looking. I don't know what they're supposed to be wearing.
What's today for both of them?
Today is cozy day for Audrey. So all right. She's wearing, like, she's got an early morning practice. And then she's like, well, then I'm just going to put pajamas on after
It's a
that.
Pajama day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cozy day and
cozy,
what else?
Sweatshirts, whatever. Cora's was something like just winter wear or something. I don't remember. It was.
I'd wear snow pants and just go swish, 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 swish everywhere.
She wanted, all I know is she wanted to dress up like a snowman. So she's got a white sweater.
That's fun.
And I found her a little top hat on a headband.
Yeah.
And she really wanted to rock that look. So she's wearing, oh, it was headband day. Festive headband.
Oh, perfect.
So boom, she's set.
Paint her nose orange.
I will give that note to the powers that be at home. Hey.
That would be kind of fun.
Husband of mine. Paint daughter's nose orange.
And he'll know which one.
He will not know which one. There's no chance of him knowing which one I'm referring to.
You'll get home and Audrey's like, why did Dad paint my nose orange? It was comfy day.
This just seems very unnecessary, Mom. Well, I thought it would be fun.
Okay, I'll tell you why, but why don't you go ahead and describe what is in front of you right now?
So right before we're about to speak, Eric grabs a hard hat and slaps it on his head.
Yeah.
Except Eric's wearing headphones, so those get moved to the side.
And yes.
You look...
My ear's bent. The hat's askew because I had to make it super big to fit over the headphones.
Why are you wearing a hard hat?
I'm glad you asked, Claire.
Thank you.
So I'm guessing at about 12:30 or 12:45, there's the U.S. Bank building in downtown Cedar Rapids. And then across the street is Theater Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
And you know Theater Cedar Rapids, not from the gorgeous marquee in the show Frozen. It's that there's scaffolding out front.
Yeah.
And there's been scaffolding out front for about 2 months.
And you can't go that way. You got to find a different way.
Guess who's going on a hard hat tour of the construction zone today, like a dwarf in a mine. The entire TCR board of directors will be handed hard hats.
We're going in.
And we're
going
to walk across the street in a single file line.
Do you need a hammer to just
I want a pickaxe.
Just so you look legit.
Well, I got the beard. I got the dwarf look down.
You actually do kind of look.
I'm wearing mountain clothing.
Builderly.
I have a beard. And I'm shorter than the rest of the board.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yep. No one will know.
What are those dwarves doing downtown?
Is that Dopey?
So while he wears a really big shirt, while everybody's been enjoying Frozen, so the stage clearly is open in the lobby, and they've redesigned the snack area, which I think is fantastic.
It's really nice.
Gets the line out of the middle. You don't see what's going on in the background. The biggest work right now, as I understand it, is there's an elevator in that building that, A, not a lot of people know about.
Yes.
And, B, you can only access from the outside.
I didn't even know,
horrible design.
A, that they had an elevator, and, B, that that's how you have to access
yes.
it?
So if somebody needed to get to the second level and was in a wheelchair and they were already in the lobby, you would roll them outside. Or if they had to go to the Grandin in the basement,
yeah,
that was it. That was the option.
Oh, my gosh.
They are the shaft stays in the same place. The elevator stays in the same place. You have to work the floors around it to make it make sense. So I think that's the big part of what we get to see. So there's going to be the TCR dwarves are going on a tour
that's
of the construction
exciting.
Zone this afternoon. I'm looking forward to it.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
6:30 now with the morning scramble. West Liberty Fire and Ambulance releasing information regarding that major pileup on I-80 on Saturday that shut down the interstate. This all started about 9:40. That was the first call that came in, a multi-vehicle crash near mile marker 262. Then the ice and snow gets worse. More crashes in both directions. Hundreds of drivers stranded. We had agencies from four counties, Iowa State Patrol, and the Iowa DOT all on the scene. By the time this was done, the EMS evaluated 40 people. 20 to 25 to hospitals. Several required rescue and extraction from their vehicles.
Some of those vehicles were in rough shape.
But as I have it right now, no fatalities reported.
Amazing.
For that, which is unbelievable. Let's move over to some quickly sports shorts. The great game of football, American football. Two people are guaranteed to always touch the football every play. The quarterback and the center. And there's an award that's given out for the best center in college football. And that's known as the Remington Award. And the trophy goes to University of Iowa center Logan Jones.
Oh, wow.
Jones has been named the 2025 Remington Trophy winner. He started 50 career games, has served as game captain in all 12 games this season. He's the top-rated center in the country by Pro Football Focus, has not been flagged for a single offensive holding penalty this entire season. So congratulations to Iowa center Logan Jones, the best of the best. Scott is feeling all right. City Cedar Rapids Parks and Rec opening the Hughes Park Ice Rink officially this past weekend.
Yay!
At 2100 Wilson Avenue Southwest, the rink is located on the park's basketball court. We noticed they were doing some work on it about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's available for recreational skating during normal park hours, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. It is an unsupervised rink, so just be prepared. It's kind of like, you know, when you go swimming at a hotel pool.
Right.
Right? There's no lifeguard and there's no rink guard.
BYO skates?
For the most part, if I remember right, I think if the Roland Rec Mobile is in the vicinity, they will have some limited items. But all in all, I would say bring your own stuff.
Okay.
But it's new. It's an outdoor rink, and it just opened at Hughes Park. That's got us feeling all right on a Monday morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
We got to start with the horrible news first. Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle passed away yesterday. They were found dead in their home in Los Angeles. It was an apparent homicide. And sadly, the investigation is ongoing, but sources are saying that they were murdered by their 32-year-old son, Nick. I know that Nick had been going through some drug abuse problems, had had a really rough couple of years. So they're interviewing everybody in the family, trying to figure out exactly what happened. And we'll get more as the investigation continues forward. But really sad news. They shared three children together, another son, Jake, their daughter, Romy. And then Rob also had an adopted daughter, Tracy, from his first marriage to Penny Marshall. Just really sad, shocking news. And a lot of people in Hollywood expressing their sadness over the passing. He started his career as Steve Martin's writing partner with the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in 1968. And they were the two youngest writers on that project. And then 2 years later, he joined All in the Family as Archie Bunker's son-in-law, Michael Meathead Stivic, where he was really hilarious.
Hold it. What are you doing here? What? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it. I'll get to it. Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe?
I gotta tell you, at one point, that was the most watched TV show in America.
Huge.
That's back when you had three channels.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody would make an appointment to watch All in the Family.
And you would think after that he could go on and keep acting, but he didn't. He really took a left turn and went more into the directorial sphere. Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, The American President, The Bucket List, Spinal Tap, and Spinal Tap 2 most recently.
Spinal Tap 2 just popped up, I think, on HBO Max.
But Spinal Tap was, like, ingenious and totally different.
If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
If you like The Office, The Paper, Parks and Rec, it's because of that movie.
That movie,
the
yes.
mockumentary wasn't a way to do entertainment.
Yeah, totally different.
And Spinal Tap made that possible.
Ugh, so sad. Such sad news of his passing. On a happier note, Dick Van Dyke did celebrate his 100th birthday this past weekend.
Yes.
Yay. They had a big party on Saturday. His wife, Arlene, had a party at their Malibu home, family, friends, and there was a surprise flash mob dance. And they danced to a medley of all of his songs
that's
that he's sung over the years.
Yes. You get Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in there, Bye Bye Birdie in there, Mary Poppins, of course, in there.
Yes, got to have those. She said it went perfectly, just everything. He was so happy. And she said that face, I just love it when he has that look on his face. And he had just joy at being surrounded by his friends and family.
Then he went to bed early.
And then he went to bed very early. Prior to this, he had spoken to People magazine about the upcoming 100th birthday. And he said, I feel really good for 100. Sometimes I have more energy than others. And I never wake up in a bad mood.
You can't. You're Dick Van Dyke.
No, I don't think he has a bad mood. I think that maybe bad mood goes to the Chiefs because they had a really tough day at work.
Second down, 15. And deep, and intercepted. It's picked off. And the Chargers are going to win. And not the Chiefs out of the playoffs. First time in 11 seasons, the Chiefs will not be in the playoffs.
Then
that's tough.
He got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Not good news at all. However, just a little bright note. Taylor Swift was spotted. This was the day after her birthday, in the stands at Arrowhead Stadium, cheering on in the VIP suite. And she was hanging out with her soon-to-be nieces, Jason and Kylie Kelsey's daughters.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they've got Wyatt, who's 5, and Elliot's 4, and Bennett's 2, and Finley is 9 months old. She was hanging out with the girls. She's kind of holding them up, and they were cheering together. It was very cute. She'd also recently shared a story about introducing her cats, Meredith Grey, Olivia Benson, and Benjamin Button, to the children, which was a bit of a scary experience for them because their dad, Jason Kelsey, told them that cats are poisonous.
Because he doesn't want cats in his house?
Yep. He doesn't want to have cats, so he told them that cats are poisonous. And she's like, I got the kids around the cats. My goal was to prove to them that they are not poisonous, and there's no better way to prove that to them than hand them my cat, Benjamin. He's like a ragdoll cat who lets humans hold him like he's a baby. So that was the cat, and all of the cats are good with kids. They're like, oh, Meredith is here. And she said, yep, and she didn't bite you at all, did she? And if she did bite you, they're not poisonous, so you're going to be okay.
We've got drama in the future family, the future in-laws.
My idiot brother-in-law told his kids that my cats are all poisonous.
I'll show them when I get them a cat for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Taylor. That's how you get back.
Yes, get back.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Quick shout out to Iowa's own The Nadas for providing the theme song for One Shot Weekend.
Thank you, The Nadas.
We appreciate them letting us use Best Weekend Ever, which is what we're looking to find out. Who had that based on one photo? That's all we allow.
Just one
post. Just like you're probably sharing at work when you get there in about an hour this morning. Oh my God, did you guys see this? Or my little kid got to talk to Santa and we have the most adorable picture. Look at all the cookies we made.
What was the highlight of your weekend? Share it with us right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Looks like you made it to a show, sir.
We did. Jane Lynch of Glee and now game show fame has been touring on the road with Kate Flannery for the last 10 years. Doing these two-person comedy singing shows, and then recently have added a holiday element. So they've added a gentleman named Tim Davis. Tim Davis you don't recognize, but if you ever watched Glee, he was in charge of arranging all of the vocal parts.
Oh, wow.
And he said from stage that was 800 songs across their entire season.
Whew.
Or, yeah, all the seasons
the series.
Of Glee. Both Jane and Kate met back in Chicago in the 80s. During Second City Improv, and had remained friends ever since. Both got certain jobs when they got to L.A. One went to the office, one went to Glee. But their love for singing was always there. So it was reminded me probably of what people would go to in the 50s and 60s, like a dinner and a show.
Uh-huh.
It was 90 minutes nonstop. They had a live 5-piece jazz band behind them out of L.A. The show started with, you know, them just playing some music. These guys come out. It was a little storytelling, just a lot of singing. But Jane was very...
That surprised me. You just don't think of them as singers.
Not at all. And three people, very tight jazz harmony. It sounded great. Beautiful. It's perfect. The cool thing was you didn't get a lot of interactivity, but Jane did explain that they had to take back roads to get to Iowa City.
I bet.
Somebody posted, her name's Sarah, that her best friend was actually the driver. And I'm trying to find out where they flew in. Was it Chicago? Was it Des Moines? Quad Cities?
To get there would be hard.
Because they had to avoid 80 at some point and work back roads to get to Hancher so they could actually do the show.
Wow.
That was booked at Hancher Auditorium. But it was a great evening. It was packed in Iowa City. We had a nice dinner downtown before that. So it's a nice way to kind of, because I think I've said this many times, if there's a holiday show in my area, I'm going to it. I'm always in the mood and want to kind of just eat all that up, from the orchestra to the movies at the Paramount. whatever Hancher has showing for the holidays. So this kind of officially kicked off my holiday show was Jane Lynch live in Iowa City.
That's a perfect holiday show.
Yes.
My Saturday was spent cheering on the Hawks. We had it was actually a Girl Scout themed weekend. I did some ice skating with the girls on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we loaded up and took them to Carver, where they were in Hawkeye heaven.
I bet.
Like, they were all excited. They had pom-poms. They were cheering. We went down. We got to see Herky, who was dressed up like Santa Claus.
Fun.
It was great. It was great. They all got Carver cones. And
I was just going to ask, how soon into the game did somebody first go, I want a Carver cone?
Well, they were promised the night before.
Okay.
That we would get ice cream. And they were ready for it as soon as we sat down, but we said, we got to wait. So I think we got through the first quarter. I think it was second quarter we went to go get Carver cones.
Yeah. Now, I'm guessing with the weather, it wasn't, because sold out. It's sold out for the season, but
it
I'm guessing.
It is sold out, but there was no, like, it was so sparsely attended, but I get it. Like, it was very difficult to get there, and if you weren't in town and maybe didn't feel comfortable driving, yeah, there was a lot of seats open.
And a lot of offense, too. Over 100 points scored by
the
women,
gosh.
Right?
It was so cool to see, like, oh, look, the scoreboard can't go that high, and they're still
for
scoring.
Real?
Yes. Yeah, there's only two spots, and we were like, wait a second. The kids go, did they have to start over? Because it says they have no points now. I'm like, no, dear, no, they have 100. They have 100 points.
How does a multi-million-dollar university not have scoreboards that can't go above 100? What the heck? Doesn't that seem wrong to you?
I mean, on like the big screen, the actual screen, it can.
But
where,
the
where
digital
the,
display?
The digital scoreboards are?
I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a lot of 100-point games either.
I know. Well, it's rare for that to happen, but it happened on Saturday.
If you're keeping track of Carver cones, though, that goes into the 200-300s probably.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got Hancher performances. We've got basketball at Carver Hawkeye. Let's go to your weekends. What happened? We would love to see photos. Post those right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
What did your weekend look like? You can share that with us. One photo, one shot of something, the highlight of your weekend. We've got lots of great photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, where it looks like a lot of people spent some time indoors doing some baking.
Yes. In fact, I sent the message to the person that shows rows and rows and rows of cookies.
Yeah. Nicole, shout out.
I saw Ashleya. Ashleya?
Oh.
And I just gave her our address.
Ashley.
Nobody needs that many peanut butter kiss cookies, which is my favorite kind.
Yeah, and Eric knows exactly what to do with them. He can put them away.
I will make them disappear.
It's his own little magic trick.
I don't think this has ever happened before in the history of one-shot weekends. We have a picture of Elizabeth Von Presley's show at the Paramount.
On stage.
And we have a picture from the stage manager backstage.
That's
cool.
We got perspective, baby.
Yeah.
Deb, thank you for snapping that photo on stage too, because it was a sweet moment where Elizabeth was joined on stage by her daughter.
I know there were a ton of people at Frozen because that's where we were on Friday. We've got a couple photos there as well, including Susan's picture, which, by the way, I have been in the theater like you have probably since I was, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old. You think you know all the tricks?
Yeah.
They pulled some stuff off in that show.
I know.
I've never seen. How did the ice come out of the ground? There's no trap door over there.
I don't know.
How did that work?
It was pure magic. So well done, TCR.
You got through this weekend, so don't miss out. Frozen wrapping up at Theater Cedar Rapids.
And then speaking of Frozen, a couple instances on the ice. Tierney went to a Heartlanders game. And then at the I'm on Ice arena, they also had try hockey for free. Sarah sharing her little guy.
That's an adorable picture,
by the
way.
Giving it his best shot.
I really am touched when people put up very special messages. We've had engagements. Remember, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, a woman was sharing a dance with her father because they never got to dance at her wedding.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because as health goes. I want to take a moment to just thank Erica for sharing a photo with everybody. Worldwide Candle Lighting is an annual event on the second Sunday in December where people light candles at 7 o'clock to remember kids who have died. It creates a 24-hour just wave of light, and they lit one in honor of their son. And I really appreciate you, Erica, sharing that with everybody. You didn't have to do that.
Absolutely.
But
very, very
we
sweet.
We share in that with you. Speaking of sharing, and I think this is a good one to wrap on, we have an engagement and a gender reveal to announce. by way of One Shot Weekend.
Sadie, thank you for sharing this very special moment with us. Looks like we had a gender reveal party that I think might have been Taylor Swift themed, which what a perfect weekend to do that with the big documentary that came out on Disney Plus.
We are trying to deduce based on what's behind you. And then I love dad's shirt. Looks like the NFL logo, but that's clearly has to say dad. And then, yeah, she's holding a teddy bear that's pink. That if you look behind her, you see that box?
It looks like the reveal.
Yes, it looks like a Build-A-Bear box behind her.
So
and I'm
cute.
Guessing for friends and family, she unveiled it that way.
Okay, very, Sadie, very cute moment.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody for posting. There's still plenty of room. Guess what? It's the internet. It's endless. Let's look for more photos, shall
we? Yes, post your photo right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Husbands.
Yes?
When your wife
present.
Says... Here we are. I need you to listen very closely.
Okay.
If your wife says, don't do that, it's a bad idea, she's probably right.
99 out of 100 times, she's right.
Just listen to the woman. She told you not to do it.
It's usually involving, for me, don't go back to the buffet line.
Don't do it. You're going to hate yourself after you do this, Aaron.
Yes. You could be socializing, like, one more beer.
One more beer. Or is it cookies?
Or cookies. Could be socializing at cookies. Could
be
both.
I'm noticing a theme with you.
It's food or beverage related.
It really is.
I also do dumb stuff around the house.
Yes.
I have a horrible habit of using furniture and not a ladder.
Oh, dude.
To elevate.
That's super dangerous.
And then also wearing socks, which are like no friction.
I just don't like, my husband says that like, I can handle electricity. Like I'll change out that light fixture, but it always makes me nervous.
I totally see that too. Like, don't do that. Hire a professional.
Call a professional.
Yes.
And this is probably what should have been done in Florida. An 86-year-old man named James.
Who I'm guessing has probably heard, honey, don't do that for many of those 86 years.
Don't you do that. Don't do that. And he's been doing this for years, by the way. The couple owns a 3-story home, and James decided to get up on the roof and use the leaf blower to blow off the leaves.
How old is he?
He's 86.
Oh, my God.
86 years old. You have no business doing that, sir. But yet, there he was, trying to blow the leaves off and other debris.
There's got to be a neighbor kid somewhere.
Yes.
Who would just roll off and bounce if he fell.
And it would be fine.
Yes.
But again, 3-story high home.
I can't. And he's on the wow. First of all, to find the ladder that goes that tall.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because at some point, your brain has to go, you know, the next step is like one step too far. You can't go back after this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the roof blowing leaves off.
And he notices he's starting to struggle because he's 86 years old and he's on a pitched roof. So I'm sure he says that it was because his shoes weren't doing well. But I think it's probably a balance issue.
Well, that and if you've, I mean, you know, let's say he's an active 80, whatever, like he walks every day.
Sure.
I bet you probably have worn off some of the tread. The tread is there to give you stability.
True.
Right?
True.
If you've got bald tires, you're going to fall.
Too much mall walking. And then you're in trouble on the roof.
Mr. Pickleball wearing the wrong shoes. Yeah.
So he decides to get down and he's going to crawl to the edge. Instead, he ends up getting just a little bit closer, losing his balance.
No.
And hanging off the edge of the roof of his home.
You said this is 3 stories?
3 stories high. Luckily, I don't know if the neighbor was watching the whole time, like, oh my gosh, crazy James.
I bet they all were.
Watching, holding their breaths, because as they saw him hanging on for dear life, they just saw the legs dangling near their home window. So they called 911. The authorities arrive. They run up to the roof. They get James down safely without any issues. But then it's time for James's apology tour, right?
It's got to face the music, right?
Yep. He wanted to thank everybody for coming out and helping him.
Did he do so by getting back on the roof so they could all see him?
He got up on the roof so he could make this announcement. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody, I'm back up here again this one time.
Who let him get it back on the roof?
Get off the roof, man. Get off the roof.
He had to get on the roof, though, because he had to apologize to his wife because Sharon told him for years not to do this, and he didn't listen. You know what? It's always been fine. But this year, it was not fine.
This was probably a year away from Sharon taking the ladder down, right?
Sharon, you hide that ladder.
She'll prove a point.
We don't have that ladder anymore. That ladder doesn't exist.
Can't get up there anymore now,
can you? Can't get up there to blow off leaves, and you can't get up there to make big announcements saying my wife was right.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.